الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون. نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة، ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون، نزلا من غفور رحيم. وقال تعالى: إنما يتقبل الله من المتقين. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: أحب الآمال إلى الله أدومها وإن قل، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. We begin by praising Almighty Allah, our Creator, our Cherisher, our Nourisher, Sustainer and Provider. And we send peace and salutations upon our Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. May Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and ability to emulate the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in its totality. And may Allah grant us his companionship in Jannatul A'la. Respected elders, brothers, sisters, in Islam, we just had a beautiful month of Ramadan that has elapsed upon us. A month which was filled with utmost spirituality. It was filled with the mercy, the forgiveness, and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A month, the fragrant nights of Ramadan was filled with the love of Allah. And we all felt this. This was a month where we revived, we rectified, we rehabilitated our soul so that we come closer to Allah. We build a connection with Allah and we build onto that after the month of Ramadan. So the month of Ramadan was a time where we had an opportunity to build a foundation upon which we will continue after the beautiful month of Ramadan. Time and again, Allah makes mention in the Quran that يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامِ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Again and again. It seems like it's repeating again and again. Allah makes mention that the objective of Ramadan was so that you acquire the taqwa of Allah. The question that you should ask yourself, that have I reached the station of muttaqin? Have I acquired the objective with which Ramadan came upon me? And the jewel, the gem, and the pearl of Ramadan was taqwa. But the outcome is that a person acquires acceptance, qabuliyat. So when a person reaches the stage, the station of muttaqin, then you need to understand that everything that we will do in our life will be surely accepted from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّمَا يَتَقَبَّلُ اللَّهُ مِنَ الْمُتَّقِينَ. That is why Allah makes mention in the Quran that I will only accept. إِنَّمَا. This is a term, it is used for hasr, restriction. That only with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the good deeds of a person who is a muttaqin. So many Ramadans have passed. A person needs to question himself. How has my life changed? Have I gone back to my old ways as I was before the month of Ramadan? Or have I built onto this? Have I continued? Have I been consistent and persevering over what I have been, what I have built in the beautiful month of Ramadan? So, if a person has acquired taqwa, then he should know that indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has accepted his Ramadan. And now, how to know whether my Ramadan was accepted or not? How to know whether I have reached the station of muttaqin? Whether to know how my deeds are accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The pious scholars would make mention that min thawabil hasana al hasanatu ba'daha. that the fruit and the outcome of a good deed is that a person is given the tawfiq and ability to do another good deed. Once Ramadan has elapsed, are we continuing over the good deeds that we had established in the month of Ramadan? We would perform Salatul Fajr with Jama'ah. We would wake up for Salatul Tahajjud. We would recite the Quran. We felt the guilt of our sins. We made tawbah to Allah. We spoke to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we made a firm resolution to Allah that I will change my life from after this Ramadan. A person needs to question himself. That am I continuing over this? Or as soon as the day of Eid comes upon me, I go back to my old life. I go back to my old sins. Am I a Muslim only from Jum'ah to Jum'ah? Am I only a Muslim from Ramadan to Ramadan? Am I only opening the Quran in the beautiful month of Ramadan, and as soon as Ramadan is passed, I put the Quran away? Am I only performing Salatul Fajr with Jama'ah in the month of Ramadan because I have to wake up and I have to take and partake suhoor? No, respected elders and brothers. That Allah that is enshrouding you with so many blessings, despite us not even being worthy of this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not there for us only in the month of Ramadan. Allah is not Rabbu Rabbu Ramadan. Allah is Rabbul Alameen. Allah is there for us the entire year. And I give you an example of this. That a person, if he goes back to his old life, if a person becomes ill due to the lifestyle and the food that he consumes, imagine a person ends up in the ICU, the intensive care unit, and is on heavy medication. And the doctors have treated him, and alhamdulillah, through the blessing and fadl of Allah, he has returned back home. Will this person be wise to go back to his old life so that he reaches back into the hospital bed? Respected elders and brothers, the beautiful month of Ramadan was a spiritual intensive care unit for us. Allah diagnosed our shortcomings, our sins, our wrongdoings. And this is the month in which we make tawbah to Allah. Are we going to go back to that old life? Are we wise enough to go back to that old life? Respected elders and brothers, Mawlana Ilyas Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayh, a great pious saint, he would make mention that when the beautiful month of Ramadan has elapsed, and not only for the beautiful month of Ramadan, he says whenever a person accomplishes anything good, then there should be two conditions. A person's heart should be in two halat. Two conditions should lie upon the heart of a believer. And he says the first, اَعْتِرَافُ التَّقْصِيرُ. He says the first condition that a person should have in his heart is that, oh Allah, I was not worthy of this blessing. I was not worthy of coming to your house, despite that, oh Allah, you called me. You allowed me to prostrate before you. You allowed me to speak to you. Wallah, I was not worthy of receiving any blessings from you. But wallah, this is your mercy. This is your love. And this is your rahmah upon me. That you are still showering your infinite blessings upon me. So he says the first condition that a person should have is i'tiraf al-taqsir. That, oh Allah, despite me not being worthy of this, you have given it to me. But indeed, there were shortcomings. I may have not fulfilled the rites of Ramadan. I may have not fulfilled the rites of your obedience. The month of Ramadan was there. We opened the Quran. We read the Quran. Ask ourselves, are we continuing over this? Are we pondering over this? And this is a sign that when we could stand in Taraweeh for 20 rakats in the month of Ramadan, when we could be here for Salatul Fajr in the month of Ramadan, the deeds that we could do in the month of Ramadan, we are capable of doing it out of the month of Ramadan also. We are not Muslims for the month of Ramadan. We are Muslims for life. And if we live our lives connected to it with Ramadan, then remember that the day we leave this world will be the day of Eid. That is the day that we will rejoice to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That I spent my life not only in moments where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted me to spend in His obedience, but every moment of my life was spent in the manner that Allah desired and Allah wished. So he says the first condition that should lie upon the person is i'tiraf al-taqsir. And that is why the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes mention in the hadith that رُبَّ صَائِمِ لَيْسَ لَهُ مِنْ صِيَامِهِ إِلَّا الْجُوءُ وَالْعَتْشُ. But there were so many that may have fasted in the month of Ramadan, whatever ibadah they may have performed, but nothing was the outcome besides hunger and thirst. Why? Because we did it on a habitual basis. We just did it for the sake of an obligation. But if we did it out of love of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person will not only be fasting in the month of Ramadan, a person will continue upon this. The likes of Shawwal, you know, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Man sama Ramadan, thumma atba'ahu sitta min Shawwal, kana kasiyam al-dahab." That another opportunity Allah has given you, that after the month of Ramadan, if you fast 6 days, Allah will reward you the fasting of an entire year. So opportunity upon opportunity Allah gives us. So that's the first condition. And the second condition, he says, that should lie upon the heart of a believer is khawf ar-rad. The fear of the deed not being accepted by Allah. A person who is in the casino, a person who is engaged in sins and haram, that person being punished is understandable. That person's deeds not being accepted is understandable. But a person who sacrificed his time and made an effort to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the obedience of Allah, imagine that person, his deeds are not accepted in the court of Allah. That is a fear that we should have. That, oh Allah, not that my wrongs and my sins become a veil in me coming closer to you. So Allah says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. The message of today, respected elders and brothers, time is very short. That Allah wants, what does Allah want from you after the month of Ramadan? It will be a mixed feeling. Of course, we cannot reach that spirituality that we had in the month of Ramadan. Indeed, because the environment is not viable to this. But what does Allah want from us? Allah wants us to remain consistent. Allah wants us to persevere upon the good that we had done in the month of Ramadan. Do not break this connection that you build with Allah in the beautiful month of Ramadan. Allah says, what will be the outcome? إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ. That's why Allah is saying that it is not sufficient for you just to say, oh Allah, you are my Rabb. You are my Creator. What does Allah say? قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُ. Allah says, then remain steadfast upon this. In fulfilling the commands of Allah. تَتَنَزَّلُ إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُ. تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ. What will be the outcome? That a person will receive glad tidings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the angels, that أَلَّا تَخَافُ. That do not fear. Do not fear. When does fear lie? When is it that a person is most fearful of anything? There are three stages. Ulama and Mufassirin have made mention that will be of the greatest fear that lies upon this ummah. The first fear is at the time of death. How did I live my life? Did I live my life in accordance to Iman and as a believer? So at that time, the fitna of this world should not take away that you are taken away from reading the Shahada. So Allah says, the Malaika will protect you. Allah taqafu. Do not fear. You will be firm and steadfast upon the Shahada. وَلَا تَخَافُوا. And the second stage, he says, in the grave. The fitan and the darkness of the grave. That Uthman radiallahu ta'ala says that this is the first stage of the Akhirat. He would cry and weep when standing on the grave. Not as much as you would hear about Jannah and Jahannam. And the third stage, he says, the day when we will be resurrected in the court of Allah. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ وَصَاحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ. The day we will be running away from him. A son will be running away from his father. You know? The fear that will be there on the day, Allah says that the malaika makes mention that la تَخَافُ, do not fear, وَلَا تَحْزَنُ, and do not grieve over what you have left behind in this world. وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ. I will finish off on this verse, respected elders and brothers. وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ. Allah says, what will be the glad tidings? Enter into Jannah. What will be this? نُزُولًا مِنْ غَفُورِ الرَّحِيمِ. This will be an introduction into Jannah still. A person will, you know, where we go into a restaurant and we eat, and we have a starter. This will be a starter that Allah will be your host. نُزُولًا مِنْ غَفُورِ الرَّحِيمِ. And what will Allah say? نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاؤُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. That we were your companions in this world, now we will be your companion in the Akhirah. نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاؤُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ نُزُلًا مِنْ غَفُورِ الرَّحِيمِ. This will be that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be hosting you on that day. So istiqamah, respected elders and brothers, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that the most beloved deed to Allah is the deed that is done, even if it be small, but it is done with consistency. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and understanding. May Allah make us remain steadfast upon what we have built in the beautiful month of Ramadan. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Respected elders and brothers, I request you to move forward, inshallah. There's many brothers that are standing outside and try and fill up the gaps, inshallah. الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي جعل الأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر القطب الأعظم في الدين وبعث له النبيين أجمعين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله الذي بلغ ما أنزل إليه من رب العالمين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين كانوا يصدعون بالحق ولا يخافون في الله لومة لائم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله عز وجل إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم. وقال تعالى ولتكن منكم أمة يدعون إلى الخير ويأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر وأولئك هم المفلحون. وقال تعالى لولا ينهاهم الربانيون والأحبار عن قولهم الإثم وأكلهم السحر لبئس ما كانوا يصنعون. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: أحب الأعمال إلى الله أدومها وإن قل. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: من رأى منكم منكرا فليغيره بيده، فإن لم يستطع فبلسانه، فإن لم يستطع فبقلبه، وذلك أضعف الإيمان. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. خذ العفو وأمر بالعرف وأعرض عن الجاهلين. بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم وبسنة نبيه الكريم. أقول قولي هذا، أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين، فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله استعين واستغفره، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة. من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد، ومن يعص الله ورسوله فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر رضي الله تعالى عنه، وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه، وأصدقهم حياة عثمان رضي الله تعالى عنه، وقضاهم علي رضي الله تعالى عنه، وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة رضي الله تعالى عنها، والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين. اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا. الله في أصحابي لا تتخذهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، الأحياء منهم والأموات. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم عز الإسلام والمسلمين، وذل الشرك والمشركين، ودمر أعدائك أعداء الدين. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين المظلومين في كل مكان. اللهم آتي نفوسنا تقواها، وزكها أنت خير من زكاها، أنت وليها ومولاها. اللهم اهدنا فيمن هديت، وعافنا فيمن عافيت، وتولنا في من توليت، وبارك لنا فيما أعطيت، وقنا واصرف عنا برحمتك شر ما قضيت، فإنك تقضي ولا يقضى عليك، إنه لا يذل من واليت ولا يعز من عاديت. تباركت ربنا وتعاليت، نستغفرك اللهم من جميع الذنوب ونتوب إليك. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي، يعيدكم لعلكم تذكرون، فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. أقيموا الصلاة. The brothers are kindly requested to move forward, inshallah, fill up the gaps and try and straighten the rows, inshallah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله،
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. استوى قيم وصف فكم كان الشيطان الوسوس. Please fill up the gaps before starting. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون ولا تكونوا كالذين نسوا الله فأنساهم أنفسهم أولئك هم الفاسقون لا يستوي أصحاب النار وأصحاب الجنة أصحاب الجنة هم الفائزون لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون الله سمع الله لمن حمده الله الله أكبر الله الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد الله سمع الله لمن حمده الله الله أكبر الله الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Just a few very important announcements. If any of the brothers have parked in the driveway or blocking anyone, I request you to remove the cars immediately, inshallah. Also, another announcement, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. One of our musalli, Brother Shahzad Khurram, his mother has passed away. Similarly, one of our another musalli, Brother Fadil, his mother has also passed away. The brothers are requested to make dua and maghfirah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant the deceased and all the deceased maghfirah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate their status and grant them jannatul firdaus. Similarly, one of our musalli, Brother Thayyir, is also critically ill in hospital. Brothers are kindly requested to make dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant him and all the sick shifaya kamila, ajila, daima, mustamira. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them a quick and full recovery. Also, respected elders and brothers, inshallah, there will be a collection that will be taking place outside for the masjid. Brothers are kindly requested to donate with an open heart and continue the good they have built up onto into the month of Ramadan, inshallah.